said, no, no, there is a reality. Oh, wow. What is it? No, no, we're not going to talk about that. You're not ready for that. Yeah, yeah, but there is a reality. Oh, wow, okay. Brother, you and I may die, but the revolution is eternal. Like that. Yeah, this is, you see so many ways people appreciate this. You know? Yeah, that there is a reality. Big philosopher from Harvard. What's his name? his name like that. Santana. Oh, Alfred North Whitehead. Yeah, very famous guy. He said, there is no inevitability. Inevitabilidad. Yeah, yeah. As long as we're willing to contemplate the present. Mientras estamos listos para contemplar el presente. Yeah. We have some big problem. Destruction is inevitable. No. If you're willing just to contemplate things, está listo para contemplar cosas, you'll always come to some solution. Yeah, to go ahead. Yeah, this is again Brahman realization. Another guy, people. Yeah, Walt Whitman. Walt Whitman. Yeah, Walt Whitman. He's an American poet. You know. He said, "Life is a road." Yeah, it's a spiral. I meet the same people again and again. Yeah, but each time higher, higher. Yeah, life is a spiral. Going up. Where does it go? I don't know. But it goes someplace good. Yeah, and that was his comprehension in life. Yeah? It's not bad. Yeah, like that. But again, he doesn't know the goal. Out of 1,000 people. No, out of 1,000 people. Yeah, only one is interested in this question. Yeah, and out of 1,000 of those, entre mil de ellos, yeah, only one actually comes to this conclusion. That we're eternal. That there is a reality. And so he becomes peaceful. You know? Like that. And then, out of 1,000 Brahma bodies, only one actually understands that Krishna is a person. Yeah, and you can have a personal relationship with him. In the Bhagavatam, it talks about Maitreya Muni. He's mentioned other places in the Vedic literatures also. Very great person. Very nice. But he couldn't really appreciate that Krishna was a person. But Krishna was leaving the planet. And he was talking to Uddhava for the last time. About very confidential knowledge. And then Maitreya came, you know. And Krishna nodded to him like that. Inclinado, you know. And motioned to, please sit down. But he didn't talk to him. And Maitreya was sat there. And then he saw the relationship between Krishna and Uddhava. And for the first time, he could appreciate the importance of having a relationship with Krishna. Like that, yeah. And then later, Vidura, he met Uddhava. In control? Yeah. And he asked him, please become my guru. Yeah, and tell me what Krishna told you. And Uddhava was thinking, well, this is not so nice. Because Vidura is like the age of my father. And Maitreya is like my grandfather. So it's not so nice that I preach in front of Maitreya when he's so close. And also he was thinking, if I send Vidura to Maitreya to become his disciple, then Maitreya will have to have a chance to explain what he heard from Krishna. And that fixes it, that fixes it in our consciousness. Yeah, somebody explains to you how an automobile works. Funciona un automobile. Yeah, yeah. And then you explain to somebody else. Yeah, then you have to review the information. You put it into a nice logical sequence in your mind. Yeah, so it fixes it. When you explain it, you understand it better. Shravanam, kirtanam, vishnu, smaranam. Hearing, explaining, and contemplating. In different levels like that. So Uddhava was thinking like that. Maitreya knows there is a reality. He's happy. He's not afraid of death. And now he can appreciate the importance of having a personal relationship with Krishna. But if he has a chance to explain what he heard, that will really fix it in his heart. Maybe become a pure devotee. Yeah. So this verse says, yeah, that whether you're an impersonalist or a personalist, you know what this body is. It's temporary. It's 75% water. Yeah? So we have maybe like 25 bags of water here. You know? Like that, no? Yeah, and we are so attached to our bag of water. We dress it very nicely. Put tilak on our bag of water. Yeah. But there's also some fire. There's fire in many places. Yeah? Like that. But just in the body, it's kind of moving in certain ways. Yeah. And there's stone, huesos, the bones, like that. Yeah. So you begin to understand this body is just is temporary. I'm a great mystic. I can know that everybody here in the past was this big. Anantarup was that big. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I know everybody here will be finished, right? One devota, Lena, she's Russian. She's very cute. So she's married. Yeah, but she grew up during the time of Lenin. I think so, something like that. She would pray when she was a little girl, and before she would take rest, she would pray to him like that. You know, yeah. So the senators, they used to pull Lenin in a chariot, in a cart like that. Carriage. No, carriage. I can have the horses pull it manually. Yeah, a nice one, a very opulent too. And the senators would pull that like that. Like Rath Yatra. No, it was exactly that. So he was like a deity. And when he died, they put his body into this, you know, this tank. I think with nitrogen, the gas, nitrogen, oxygen, hydrogen. Yeah. And so people, it's there in Red Square. No, it is there in Red Square. Like that. And people would stand in line for 6 hours to see his body, you know? Take darshan like a Balaji, you know? Kumbh Balaji, yeah. Yeah. But then the revolution happened, everything. So now you know, Red Square is still there. And the building is still there. Maybe like half the size, no? Yeah, but now it's all closed. You know? And it says, you know, Lenin's tomb. I think his body is still there. You know? So in the past, people would wait 6 hours in line just to see his body, you know. But now people come from different parts of Russia to go shopping in Red Square. And they have their shorts on. And they read this, you know. Lenin's tomb. You know? Like that. Ice cream cone. And they go on. You know? It's worth two licks on an ice cream cone. You know? Yeah. So this is a material world, no? Yeah, today you're a god. Tomorrow you're worth two licks and ice cream cone. Yeah. Bhagavad Gita says everybody sees this. Yeah, the impersonalists and the personalists. This body is just a changing thing, no? Yeah, but the spirit is eternal. No, the spirit. Yeah. Because, you know, the Vaishnavas say it's the soul. Yeah, and the other people say it's just the Brahman. Yeah. And it's going to become one with the Brahman again. Yes. Actually, We are all like different islands. Yeah, in the lake. Yeah, and we think that we're separated. But when the water of illusion is gone, cuando la agua de ilusión se fue, we will realize that we are all one. I am you. And you are me. Woo! Ah! Yeah. So, but that, you know, okay, that's our idea. Yeah. But yeah, for sure the body is temporary. Asat. Yeah, and temporary. And the spirit is sat. Na asato vidyate bhavo, na bhavo vidyate sata. Aba ubayor apidrisdontas, tvanayos tatvadarshabihi. It's so much like the Upanishads. Actually, the Bhagavad Gita is called the Gita Upanishad. Prabhupada says it's the culture of the intellect. Intellecto. Yeah, and Srimad Bhagavatam is the culture of the soul. Yeah, but this is sufficient to get out of this world. Yeah. Bhagavad Gita. So, koi prashna hai? Ji nahi? Huh? Ah. Was it Pascal, philosopher? He said, when that happens, we should say, oh, this is good. It reminds me that I am mortal. I forget things. Ah, very nice. It'll come back. Yes. Yeah. Well, we have to look at the Upanishad to see what it says, because also sometimes the context is talking about the devatas, because the devatas are also Ishvara. You know, the distinction is being made between Ishvara and Parameshvara. You know, we say Deva, but we say Deva Deva. So in English also, God of Gods, right? And Bhagavad Gita says Deva Deva, Parameshwar, like that. Yeah. So there's a distinction. You know, we have to look at the context, perspective. The Upanishads are written for very intellectual, unintelligent people. You know, it's like puzzles. Like the Upanishad says, the supreme truth has no legs, but he runs faster than everybody. He has no hands, but he controls everything. He never leaves his abode, but he's everywhere. It's always, so, yeah. Creates always like, because when we're addicted to the bodily, that's why Shankaracharya is not talking about it, because people are just too much addicted. They're so absorbed in the bodily concept, you know, that they can't contemplate this. It doesn't make any sense to them. Because you're just absorbed in these things. So only when you practice some kind of yoga like that, you become a little bit detached. For example, you know, one devotee, when he was becoming a devotee, you know, he was in a family situation, was giving up eating meat. It's about 1970s, you know. So if you're a vegetarian at that time, meant you were a homosexual or a communist. You could be a vegetarian. Only communists and homosexuals were vegetarian in 1972. Like America was really, you know. So, you're becoming a vegetarian. Like that. Well, you know, I didn't eat meat one day. And, you know, I felt really sick. So that's their condition. They're so, you know, used to the heavy stimulation from the adrenaline and everything else. If you try and give it up, you can't do it. You know? Actually, the husband of Lena's husband, esposo de Elena, as a chica de Rusia, he decided to stop smoking. And he was like, you know, having his heart was going into palpitations, you know. He was vomiting, you know. Like everything else like that, because he kept becoming so addicted to it. He couldn't defecate without smoking. Defecar. Yeah, so we have to, you know, we say, oh, there is a spirit like that controller. So yeah, perspective like that on the Vedas and stuff. Mm-hmm. But somebody asked Buddha. Big meeting, grand reunion. Yeah, very, very intense moment. Buddha. Some people say that there's a God. And some people say there isn't. What do you say, Buddha? And Buddha says, you should find out. Yeah. Buddha, a very clever fellow. Yeah, Buddha means clever. So Buddha's emphasizing, okay, you know, whatever it is, you can find out. Yeah. Yeah, we can understand the different value of the scriptures. And how they're there for different people. Yeah, when you're talking to a child. You know, for example, if you're a computer programmer, one and one is 10, right? Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah, a child may say, oh, no. One and one is 2. Oh, you say, oh, yes, I'm sorry, you're right. You know. Disculpa me, usted está correcto. Yeah, because he doesn't understand binary. Yeah, so therefore different scriptures are for different people at different times. In the Bible. Yeah, there was a man and his servant and his concubine, and they were walking across Israel. And maybe just one day from their village. Un día de su aldea, de su pueblo. Un día de su pueblo. And it was getting late. They convert entirely, you know. So they saw one another little town in the distance. Let's go and spend the night there. But when they got to the town, everybody was looking at them with very hard looks. You know, like that. So they began to feel a little nervous. And then finally one old man came by. He said, quick, come with me. Yeah, when it gets dark, these people will kill you and rob you. Yeah, people in the city are very, very cruel. So they went to his house. But somebody saw them go there. So they came outside, and they were drinking and getting more and more violent. They started banging on the door. Old man, push those people out here, or we're going to break your house down. So finally they pushed the concubine out. And then the guys were occupied with her all night. And she finally died. And she crawled up on the doorstep and died. Yeah. So next morning, the man and his servant, they took her body and they went back to their village. And her father, he was the king of another village. So he came back and attacked the bad village. And killed all the animals, all the people he could catch. He destroyed all the buildings. And he plowed the ground with salt. Arredondo? Arredondo? Con el plow. Herido? Like that, you know. And then, that village, one of their villages, no, one of those pueblos amigos con este aldea, they attacked the other one. It's all in the Bible. You know? And then it says, there was no king in Israel that year. In este año. And everybody did just what they wanted to do. Okay, we're going to go and preach to these people about God. Hey, look at here. It has to be really simple, you know. Yeah, so there are many scriptures for different people at different times like that. You know? Yeah. But if you look at them systematically, you can see, yeah, that they're directing us this way. So, systematic investigation. But we can actually directly experience it. You can ask God. Are you personal or impersonal? Yeah. Who's asking? Me. Yeah. Okay. Other questions? Come. Okay. Yes, sir. Everybody is individual. Yeah, so you know, what is your next vehicle going to be? No, próximo vehículo. Yeah, maybe your shoes like that, or maybe you know, a bicycle, or you know, a car, you know, or a Mercedes. Like that, you know, everybody has their individual karma, nature, and their sincerity. Yeah, so different people are, you know, going up, going down. You know. Yeah, like that. Yeah. Well, actually, Bhaktivinoda Thakur says there's two things happening. Our karma, yeah, this has, reactions are coming. You did something for thousands of lifetimes. So it's happening. You know? And the second thing is our personal development of commitment to honesty. Commitments. Dedicación. No, it's a compromiso con honestidad. So that's how he's defining spiritual life. Bhakti. Yeah, dedication to truth. Yeah, you hear something. And you know it's true. But you don't like it. But if you're honest, You won't lie to yourself. You accept it, like that. So that's he said. That's bhakti in the beginning. You know? Yeah, yeah. It's personal. My God. Yeah. Last question. Yeah. 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 Oh, yeah. Yeah, another one, yeah. Yeah, he's. Prabhupada says, Buddha was presenting a very common sense philosophy. Yeah, just you know, so he this example is very famous with an arrow. Yeah, somebody shoots you with the arrow. You know, you don't wonder what his name is. If he's fat or skinny, yeah, like that, you take the arrow out. Yeah, like that. So he said, first thing, just try to remove your suffering. And then maybe later we can ask these big questions. No, después posible podemos confrontar esas preguntas fuertes. Si hay alma, si hay Dios. Later then we can ask these questions, you know, is there a God? First off, just try and become peaceful. So Buddha is preaching ethics, morality, the importance of spiritual life, like that. You know, big Buddha scholars, you see, everybody agrees that nobody has Buddha's original teachings, that whatever we have is coming through this person, that person, that person, that person, like that. You know? But if you look at it, he never says there's no alma, no soul. The second sermon is right on the internet. You know, he never talks about there's no, you know, it's called the non-existence of the soul lecture, but he never says that. And he didn't talk about it. He just says it's not this. This world is false. Don't fight for it. Become peaceful. Become totally dedicated to answering these questions. And then, okay. One time Buddha was walking in the forest. In the bamboo forest. There's so many leaves, bamboo leaves, no? Like that. So Buddha picked up 5. And he said, now I'm going to teach you 5 noble truths. But it's not all that I know. Okay. But it says by direct vidyate, by direct perception, we can see these things. Yeah, like that. But the soul is eternal. The spirit is eternal. Yeah, that's Socrates' big argument also. Investigación. In the Phaedo, the last dialogue, is the soul eternal or not? So that's later on. Okay, last question. Okay. Prabhupada ki, Hare Krishna Mahamantra ki, Lord Buddha ki, Prophet Muhammad ki.